Hi guys, so you're back with Mel. Thank you for joining me again on my podcast. So I've touched briefly on my childhood, and I also mentioned on one of my previous podcasts that I had suffered from adverse childhood experiences, ACEs, and I didn't want to just brush past that without exploring it a bit further. So ACEs is adverse childhood experiences, or ACEs, which are potentially traumatic events that occur in childhood from the age of 0 to 17. And such examples could be experiencing violence, abuse or neglect, witnessing violence in the home or in the community, having a family member attempt or die by suicide. Also, some of our childhood can be affected by our environment, such as substance use problems, mental health problems, and instability due to parental separation or household members being in jail or in prison. So because of my upbringing, I would definitely say I fall into the category of ACEs, and I definitely witnessed many adverse childhood experiences to the point where if I was speaking to a therapist, they'll say, Mel, you've got complex PTSD or complex ACEs. And I have had therapy about this over the years, and just to realise that there's a title about some of these things, I was like, wow, I've really been through a lot. But I didn't want to not go into and explain what it was, because maybe you that's listening, maybe you've suffered something and you don't know that you can get help for it, and you may need help for it. Having an adverse childhood experiences could have a later impact on your life. It can cause chronic health problems, mental illness, substance use, and problems in your adolescence and adulthood. It can also impact your education negatively, your job opportunities and earning potential. And I have really struggled in these areas. So I, who've suffered from earlier childhood adverse experiences, can actually tell you later in life it has affected me. And it probably would, because I've been through such a substantial amount of trauma. However, there's always hope and faith. Faith allows you to have a different mentality, have a different approach. Doesn't matter what adverse experience you've been through, if you've got faith, you can overcome so much more. And what seems impossible becomes possible. And when people label you and say you're going to be nothing, or you're going to suffer from mental health and not get a job because you've been through such a traumatic past, actually, if you've got faith and hope and confidence in God or confidence in yourself, you can actually overcome so much. So yeah, guys, I just wanted to cover that briefly. Do feel free to Google or get a book about it. If you've been impacted as a child through traumatic experiences and suffered adverse childhood experiences, maybe it may have affected your mental health or your upbringing as a child into adulthood. And maybe you're still struggling now as you're listening and not realizing that some of your struggles on a day-to-day basis may be because of that. And just getting some counselling or therapy or CBT, cognitive behaviour therapy, and just talking through some of these issues can be so liberating. You can get so much freedom from talking, from exploring yourself, your patterns, your habits. If you are willing to get that help and you want to get help and you feel like you're stuck, by all means, reach out to your GP. That's the first point of call. Have a word with them, speak to them, tell them that you've heard it from a podcast and the person that is speaking is from a healthcare background, and go and get that help. Because as much as I've got my faith and I believe in God and I've got my Bible, I have used different services throughout my life and have been so edifying and so beneficial. So guys, lastly, I want to talk about ACEs. ACEs can have a lasting negative effect on your health, well-being, as well as life opportunities such as your education and job potential. Because of these experiences, it can cause the risk of injury, and it can cause, like, having an injured mind and an injured low self-esteem about yourself can really cause blockages for you to progress. I suffered from abuse, child abuse, sexual abuse, physical abuse, spiritual abuse, financial abuse, neglect, the loss of one grandparent, two grandparents, growing up without a biological father, a house that was filled with domestic violence, and being arrested, going to the police station and involved with the police and the law. These are very adverse, traumatic experiences as a child, and it will have an effect, and it does have an effect. And some of you may have family members or yourself have been through something, and you may be less patient or understanding with that person because they may have bad habits, bad traits, things that really annoy you or your family. just think back and say, what have they been through? Have they suffered adverse childhood experiences, and is it affecting their adult life? Because most likely it is. And have they been through something traumatic that they've not spoken about and it's affecting them? So I just wanted to cover that. I might touch on it from time to time, bring it back. While I'm doing this podcast and talking about my life, I am going to try and also relate some things to mental health, to the spiritual realm, to biblical teachings, to health teachings, and day-to-day knowledge. And I just want to make sure that I'm helping someone and opening your way of thinking and giving you some insight and understanding. So this is episode 4, I believe, and thanks for joining me. Until next time, just know that God loves you. He sent his son Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for you. And he's got a plan for your life. So just, if you're lost, if you're not focused, if you come to a crossroad in your life and you just feel stuck or you feel like giving up, just take a time to sit down and pray and say, God, I need you. What am I here for? I've been through so much. I feel tired. I feel like giving up. You've got a plan for me. I want your plan because I've done it my way and every other person's way and it's not working. And I just surrender. That's just a simple way of starting a prayer if that's where you are in your life. Hope that helps you. Take care, and I'll speak to you, or you'll be with me soon on the next episode. Take care and God bless you.